speak about is the whole union of the mesim and of the neshama and the nefesh, being able to communicate after it dies and so on. I'd like to make a small akdama that no matter how you're going to interpret it or talk about it, you can't reduce these inyanim to our tfisa, to our simple box it into the language and the things we know about. It's like the best marshal is whenever you take a map of the world, what you've done is you've taken a globe and tried to make it flat. You sacrifice something, sometimes the size, sometimes the shape, sometimes relationship of different pieces to each other. You're losing something. And that's why when we talk about nefesh and neshama and ruach, all these inyanim, we can get certain ideas, but the fact that if you can reduce it to a kitzur shacharach, then you miss the point someplace. And that's why the Shaka Vitaria type of you know, where you could really get it down and box it in a way that you could sort of take a picture of it, it's not going to happen. And if it happens, then we miss the boat. I want to go through two or three nekudas about the inyan, one or two side nekudas, and then something and two main mahalchim in the ikar inyan. The two places where there are side nekudas that I'd like to discuss is at Tzlach and the Marsha. The first thing is the Marsha over here learns the sugya that it's talking about. It happened in a dream. It's not something that's uncommon in Agaritas. The Rishonim and the Ritva says it happened in dreams. The Marsha is taking the Ritva that some of these inyanim were chalomos, but they were chalomos of emes. And that's one. It's not infrequently. Rabbi Nisugai says some places. It's important to note certain agaritas. They happened as a cholam, and that's how it is galatif. I mean, the Rambam says it in a passionate Torah. That's something we don't agree. That's something that most Rishonim don't agree to. Vast majority don't. But in agaritas, certain inyanim, the mefarshim feel that was a cholam. That's one nekuda. The Tzlach adds to it. The Tzlach, it brings the Marsha down and so on. But the Tzlach makes another point that's very important in remembering when you're learning these agaritas. It says, Shaini kvur matzol shel konim. So the Tzlach says, it's not on the sheets, the Tzlach. I'm going to read it inside. Hagam shekol divir razal bagodis. Yesh bim inyan nister, uberemes, uberchida dibru. Even though a lot of agaritas the agaritas are meant for the content and for whatever the pnimius meaning is, and Chazal spoke, it says, Divir Chachom v'chidoisom. Chazal spoke in metaphor. So the mechuvin of the Chazal is definitely mitzad de teichen, but he says, Mikol mokom gam pashtun sha'advarim tzorah shli advarim zorim v'yotzim ekshateva. The thing needs a pshat also. In other words, the story, the mashal has to be consistent. Let me tell you why this is a very important piece in two or three oifanim. One, they point out, many people seem to point out that Rashi and Tosfos did not learn agaritas as relating to the pnimius because they always give pshat. The last kashas give pshat. The answer is no. It has to make, when you're giving a mashal, the mashal has to stand on its own, or else it's not much of a mashal. So there is an internal consistency in the pshat. If you're telling me that being buried in Machzalah Shel Konim is a problem because it's something which is going to it's something which you can't go up to Shemayim, say yes over here. What's the problem? It's too heavy to fly. The guf doesn't fly any place. So the Tzlach says, I need to give a dimension of pshat here, because agaritas need a pshat. And this is one of the reasons sometimes why the Gemara will bring a raya to a halacha or to a fact from an agarita. It doesn't mean that the agaritas mechuvin is pshat, But if there's a, if it says something, if there's an agadah to where somebody did something, if al pi din it would be usur, or it couldn't be, or it's not like that, then that muscle wouldn't be a muscle. The Chazal's mesholim had a certain consistency to itself, and a certain truth in pshat mitzad the layout of it, and then there was the meaning, the ikka meaning, which is a pnimis. That's a tzlach's point here, and it's something I think when you look at Rishonim like Rashi or Tosfos, when they talk about agadatas, there's not a remez in Rashi and Tosfos. The type of svaris that you get in later svarim, the type in Yonim, like the Maral and onwards, that, you know, the ikka agadata is really the toichem pnimi and the pnimis inyan. So if Rashi and Tosfos don't say that, Bal Korchach, they didn't think so. The sugya of Avachana. On all of those cases, the Rashi is there to address the pshat. Tosfos is there to address the pshat of it, and they're not explaining this hesbet. But yes, it's important that if it says that the body couldn't fly up because of chol shokanim, that makes sense mitzad the moshel as well. That's a very important nekuda when you see different shayim learning up different agaritas. Okay, now the question is, what is going in the terms of the mesim knowing from the chayim and so on? So I briefly want to mention some ideas that you have in the sheet, and then I want to look at the main point in a sefer called Avodas HaKodesh. There is just so the Rishonim are important in this case because it's, you know, like we've mentioned when we learn the Rishonim on Chumash, that we don't really have to learn straightforward from an agadata or from a medrash. It's very hard to know what the Pshutos Mikra is. If you see how Rishonim learned up, then at least we know we can rely on the Rishon. The same way that we pass from Shulchan Aruch and not from a Gemara, even though it comes from the Gemara, but the Shulchan Aruch is our reality check that we learned it well. So the two Mikairis, the two or three Mikairis that say it are a Ramban, or Rabbeinu Bechaya and Amnoris Hamor. Those are classic Rishonim. The first one is Ramban at the end of Breishis. We sometimes do it. I didn't label these, but the Ramban says Ramban on the right hand side on top. It's right in the middle of the pages here. It says Reish Ayin Vav. The Ramban over there speaks about the idea of a tzaddik coming back into this world or not. It's Ramban at the end of Vayechi. Ramban says that somebody who's a very, very big tzaddik does not come back into this world because he doesn't want to have anything to do with this world. It's like the same way most people don't particularly care to remember their childhood because they've hopefully outgrown it at some point. And adolescence, mandachar shmei, but it's sort of, you know, you finish with that. Masha'inke, a very big tzaddik, Rabban says, I don't have the first few words, but it says, v'zu t'choyv al kol ayoyim, le'veshes levushes hashani, it dons a certain garment, shloiv shetena aruma, so that it's not without a garment, ki Yaakov, o tislavish le'itim mezumonais, or sometimes it dresses itself with a garment and comes down to this world. That's the Ramban. The Ramban speaks about Yaakov Avinu lo meis, and this is how he describes it. That tzaddikim don't have a kesher, but very big tzaddikim, he brings the Gemara with Rabbi Reb Shimon and Rabbeinu HaKadosh and Yaakov Avinu, the Lamala B'Kodesh, that they did come down sometimes. And we speak about it, why and so on. The right on top of that page, the other page, is a Rabbeinu Bechaya at the end of the Zayis HaBracha, and it says, Remez Chomayshu Bekan, Shashchina Tassel Uzman, it says, V'dosh Azal Bebrochus Peich Misha Meisu, Mai Leimar, Leichemor, Omer Benz Menayim, the Mason Shem Saprim Zem Zer, Shenema Leimor, Leichemor, Leim Avrom, and so on. And at the end of the shtickle, he says, Ve'ein Tzorch Leimar, Sheyoidin Yone, Oysa Elam Shein Boy, Ela Filin Yonim, Sheboy Lam Hazi Yoidin. Mikan shafilu in yonin shvoy lam haze yoidim is askim bay. Vizel shom igmar is lo taitach lo yadi, kom lo mayhavi, lo mayyadi, lom dunu chachomim zal bechan, beferush, shamesim yoidim afil yonin shvoy lam haze. If Chazal taught us that mesim know what happens in this world, That's what Rabbeinu Bachai says. It's stam. He's not mechalik like Ramban between different types of dargis. And Moshe telling them is a pa'ula of they should be makatoiv. But Lamaisa, the Rabbi Bachai brings this gemara down, also as a maskana that the mason know from what's happened with the chayim. One more place, there's Menorah Hamor. Take a look at the page right before that. He says he brings this gemara, and he says also veloy dai lehem hasagosam b'olam haba. It's page 545. Menorah Hamor is an old Musa sefer from the Spanish Tkufa, very chashuv, very famous, mostly collection of Chazal and Inyanim. He says veloy dai lehem hasagosam b'olam haba. Elashat Sadiqim Afilu Misasan Krim Chayim V'yoydim B'divar Elam Hazeh. So he ascribes it Dafke to Tzadikim, that people that are Chashev know this world. The Ramban's Hezbe is it's so if we take it into sort of fitting to our Gemara, the Ruchos and the Nefashos in our Gemara might have been a very low Darga. Normally people on a normal Madrega no longer have a kesha. People that are extraordinary tzaddikim, that's mashman Ramban, it's mashman Noras Hamor, that if people are extraordinary tzaddikim, they know. And Ramban gives the hesba, because the people who in this world had less than 100% experience in terms of ruchnius, are most of this world, they don't want to have anything to do with this world. Tzaddikim like Rabbeinu HaKadosh and like Yaakov Avinu, who are Kulei Kadosh, and this world was Kulei Kadosh, have no reason not to be shy after this world, except that you need a levush when coming up to this world. Those are the basic ideas in terms of Rishonim that talk about and discuss it. I want to go a little bit more into understanding the Inyan. There's a sefer called Avodas HaKodesh. There are a few sefer called. One is famous from the Chidah, and it's on Tefillah, kind of. And Avodas HaKodesh, this is Reb Meir Gabay. Reb Meir Gabay was... He was born before the Spanish expulsion, and he was, I think, sort of by mitzvah age when he was expelled, and ended up Mitzrayim, passed by Yisrael. His sefer is sort of a bridge between the world of Kabbalah and the world of Hesber in Pshat. It's the Maral considered him his Rebbe in these inyanim, even though he never saw him. He couldn't have seen him. But he takes him on as his shittas and his derech is the one that he follows. There are other he's mentioned here and there. He wrote this sefer. He wrote a sefer called Tolas Yaakov, which is on tzitzis and tefillin. Kavanas api kabbalah. It's a lot more kabbalistic on tzitzis and tefillin and the tefillah. That's one. And he wrote another sefer Derech Amuna, which is to try to explain how some of the basic Yom Kabbalah are not a stira to it was sort of apologetics for Kabbalah vis-a-vis the criticism and so on. Those are the Sfarim we have, and he's noted, he's brought down another Sfarim with a tremendous Shalom, brings him down many, many times, and the Maral brings him down with Harocha as a Rebbe. So we have Haskam on him. He's quite masbe things that he means. I photocopied, it's a second chelik called Chelik Avoida. We have it in two volumes in Yeshiva. Used to be in one volume with tiny Rashi script. Baruch Hashem, somebody put it out in the normal way, so we can use it. I copied Chofei 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 Ches. We're going to do part of Chofei and a little bit of Chofei and Chofei Ches to get to some of the main Nekudas. And once again, what I'm trying to, you need to put on a little bit more of a sense of an abstract thing, rather than taking it, than trying to visualize Gipshutai. Perek Hafei. HaNefesh HaZois, K'moishi Tzirchal Kli, Shua Guf, Ashi Shechanesh Bei Bem Tz'uso, Tifal Puloseo, Tezegach Seho, V'tishalem V'shleimus Maise V'chezhas Chochma Shabezula Sekli, Ezekol Eshtalem V'zeh Shleimus. Skip two lines. Kein I efshalo lehagbil ha'oir aboir va'idna ruchni anitin lo chel vase bezulas kli b'mitzuoi tiske v'tuch lohoch l'akbar azivahu. The nefesh itself requires a medium through which it functions. A nefesh, it's like a battery in a sense. It has the power and it does everything, but it needs some kli. So just like in this world, it needs a body to function. And the greatest nefesh, if it doesn't have a body, or if the body can't work, it can't do anything. It's aliyah to a higher world only takes place when it has a lavush for it. If I can give a muscle for it, it's just like a person, when you have a computer, you need, once you have the basic hardware at a very basic level, you need to have a language for it to be able to use programs. And there are different layers of language, and each one allows for the next stage of programs to be used for it. So the nefesh itself, there's a bria called levushim to the nefesh. And those levushim are very, very necessary to understand it. Let's give one more mashal. So again, these mashalim are helpful because they give us a sense of it. You sometimes meet a kid who's very, very, very smart. He on a test, on a math test, he does as well as a college graduate. But he can't understand things in life because of maturity. So maturity is not really, it's hard to call it a kishron, in the sense we would say like doing math or memory or things like that. But it's a certain, it's a tool in how to understand things. It's a muscle like a glove to a hand. It's my basic sense of good, bad, right, wrong, you're happy, disappointed. It gets mislabish in certain hargushes that you need to have them in order to progress. Ulefish anefesh anefesh asher nishma b'shlemis asher marnu v'mayisim chendas choch mi oylo v'zeich ha-shnei mine idin zel maizak v'adosav titztorek hem kein al shnei mine keilom echad yoysadak yisivoy me'achar. So he tells us that the nefesh requires two dargas of levush to be nene from olam haba. One is v'yeh erech kli el kli k'erech idin el idin v'omnom harishin tiskelav mitzat kiyum hamitzvis va'esik ma'isim toivim. When a person does ma'isim toivim, that gives him the first level of levush to function in a world to come. Ukeshe mashe komitz essay oz nishlam v'nasle mal b'shruchni kitmus haguf ashois ha-nefesh shechen v'zeh ha-olam. V'tekev hi parda me'aguf v'tzeh zeh ha-olam mislabeshes boi u'mitzu ezeichem misadenes b'in ha-tachni. So as soon as a person is nifta, the nefesh has a levush that is the sum total of its mitzvahs. Let's give a muscle for this. Imagine I have a child that, I don't know, I'm the ambassador to Mozambique, to Mali, or whatever, Botswana. And I need to raise him to be able to function in a very, very, very civilized city. So I train him to do all, with all the mannerisms of a refined society. So he knows what to say. He knows how to stand. He knows when to give a hand, when not to give an, etc. So those peulos give him kalim to interact with a world that's around and on the first level. So I can take him and send him off to a civilized country. And from his snagus, he'll fit in. He'll know when to talk, when not to talk, what to eat with, what not to eat with, you know, and so on and so forth. That is the levush that the neshama gets, that the nefesh gets, from the various pu'ulos ha-mitzvah, and the activities of mitzvah. U'bagia Torah lois, lois tasvei melech Hashem tzvok sh'oysa ba'omna itoy, titztoch Hashem zel malbo sh'oysa zachoysa ruchim erishoyim, lis'ad m'bid elyon, So he says the second darga is what you get from the content of the mitzvahs, from the kavanas of the mitzvahs, from the teichen. So let's go back to the same mashal again. Imagine you have this child growing up in, I don't know, the Mali, Botswana, Mozambique, wherever you want, pick one. And I'm trying to train him. I don't want him to end up in doing a Mali shidduch. I don't want to end up to being a Mali person. I wanted to go back to England and be an Adam Choshev in Oxford someplace, or Eton, or wherever it is. So, the first thing is I train him in you know, doffing his hat, and bowing and curtsying and saying hello and goodbye, and all these wonderful things. Fine. That allows him to relate to the chitzonius of the people there. But if he grew up in the jungle, he still is not going to feel any panimistic akasha. It's not going to be his cup of tea, these people. He's going to know how to do all these things, but he's not going to be able to relate to it. And that requires that I'm somehow be able, if he reads the books, if he sees the movies, if he gets a feel for the people and the content, he can relate to that. Mitzvahs come with two halakim. The chelak achitzonius trains a certain chelak chitzoni of our nefesh, and the pnim of the mitzvahs, the kavana, the havana, and all those inyanim train the content of a person. And that's there's two dargas of olam haba. There's a darga of olam haba, which we call it gan eden tachton, which is the immediate transition. In other words, it as soon as I die, and if I lost my guf, the mitzvahs become automatically the kli for it, and that becomes the way I'm teifesit, and I'm able to be teifesit because I have the kalim. That's one darga. A second darga that takes longer to get to Gan Eden HaElyon means where I can relate to those in Yonim in the pnimistic way, and that requires more. Nimtzim, okay, next page. Shetitztorech al shnei minim babushim liskes al shnei minim yidunim kfiar dasa. Harisha nasa michoymer asiyas ha-mitzis, akim befol gom shal yotor. The first one comes about from the physical mitzias of the mitzvah. Vasheini nasa miruchnis kavanas achshav riyah behen. The mitzua harishon, but with the first medium, zeichel is adin bidin shalmata, ube mitzua sheni zeichel is adin bidin shalmal. Ube inyan amal b'sharishon, as regards the first one, kosim edosha rashbi olshom, says in the Zohar the following, kadmot zimle lenafke mai alma, when it comes time for a person to leave this world, lo nofik ademalach hamavis ifshet lelevushet gufado. He leaves, as soon as he leaves, the malach takes off his guf. That's what happens. We think of it, the neshama leaving the guf. The real picture of it is the guf leaves the neshama. The guf is peeled away from the neshama. Kiv nispasha rucha my guf ad yamalach mavis. Ozlo umislapsha begufa achad begins the Eden. It's malbush itself, another guf in Gan Eden. Veles chedu lerucha babu gufa achra, and so on. Okay. The inyan amalbush hasheni. So he brings a long zayar over here about the second malbush that a person needs. I'm not going to have the time to go through it now, but let's take a look at the next column. A person who was a zayar to these two malbushim, he's not possible for him to interact with anything. He can't have toiv. So it's almost automatic. If you don't have mitzvahs, if you don't have toichen, then you can't. Just like a neshama that would come to this world, and the body is still born. There's no body, so there's no neshama. In Loss of Love, it's the same thing. Okay, we're going to skip now. So he brings a remes fit. The Per Chavav, he goes off on a bit of a tangent about what the relation of Shaguf is, not important for Aaron Yonim here. Perek of Zayin, we'll see a little bit. Ha'idin ha-tachtin shalmarnu, sh'anefer zeichelo b'mitzu, al-vushuk, this lower dag that we saw, shechil naso b'ganeir shalmata, v'tekev tseisa v'yipodem in ha-guf zeichel is avn shal. And as soon as it leaves the guf, he goes straight into it. It's possible to make that transition. And then he brings a few chazal, or bebreishes rabba, soy pasha samachay, nisnam in Yosef ben Yeezer ishtreda. Yosef ben Yeezer fell asleep. V'roa mitose perachas ba'avir, he saw his bed floating in the air. Oma v'shokala kidmani zeh legan Eden. In other words, it was, in an instant, you can come to Gan Eden through it. Then he brings a few more Chazal on this. Let's go to on page Kuf Mem Tes. There's an important point. He says, "Zoyis haMadrega shamarnu, shegan Eden shomata." On the right hand side, "Shanefes zechala tekev hafroda me'aguf, nikel chach memesal olam aneshamas." So this is called the word "olam aneshamas" is used in two contexts. One context, when we speak of olam aneshamas, that's the world that the neshamas are until Lasid Lavo, when an olam haba is the tekufa chias hameisim, the new world where the world's completely rejuvenated. He says you can use olam aneshamas to be that first darga versus versus the high darga afterwards. He goes through a very important medrash, and this is the marker for a lot of inyanim. We'll see in a second. It's a medrash in Rus. It's a zayir in Rus. It says over here that the flip side of this is, you can't be zeicha to that second nefesh, to that first nefesh, to the first new levush, until your guf hasn't rotted. In other words, the reason why kvur is important, let's start a little bit. Let's take a look at Zohar. Reb Yehuda Reb Simon Omar, Zakor man deshtad leminda bo olam neshamasim taman. Fortunate is the one who knows what happens olam neshamas. Man deyada bei deshtad leminda bei les shiloh chachmas. It's the right name, Kalam Kuf Mem Tes. Reb Prachia of Omar, kol zimna de guf ole nach beduchte. Until the guf hasn't come to rest in its place, nafshi delev hachi. The nefesh also doesn't have a menucha. The iu mishtadl todel leminda bo olam neshamasim. And he was always looking into this point. Yom echad of Azal bechaklo, he was going in a field. He saw a guf laying under a tree, and he recognized him as being Jewish. He had tzitzis, he had sfarim with him. He said vade talmud chacham. He said he went and buried him. He got him tachrichin. He made a levaya for him, and the nefesh went up, and he was makatoyf to him. In other words, this is a mucker for something that until we don't get rid of our guf, we can't get that nefesh. Let's translate it into an inyan that is a little bit relevant to us, and we can understand it. The world of a child is a world that has certain markers and certain realities. Toy is important, and this is important, and this is not good, and so on and so forth. That's the world of a child. He can't become an adult until he doesn't stop being a child. You can't be both childish and an adult at the same time, because an adult has a whole different set of understandings. And therefore, it's either or. As long as we have a goof, then our nefesh can't feel ruchnistik in yonim. So, in terms of kvura, it's important. That's the inyan of kvura. And the mashar says this on our sugya over here, that what happened was the guf hadn't ratted, and the nefesh can't be released. In a deeper sense, just like a person, one of the things a person accomplishes in this world is to be mezakeh his guf. In other words, as long as we're very tied down to our physicality, we're not going to be able to relate to our ruchnis. It's either or. Either a steak is real and gemara is a nice thing, or gemara is real and steak is a necessity. But we're a person's musagima. Just like you can't be a child, you can't be a child and an adult at the same time. You can be mature or immature. Your childhood can stretch to your golden years. You can sort of extend your childhood, but you can't do both together. Adulthood means I just have a different piece of things. I have a different take on things. The nefesh, as long as we don't get rid of the guf. So, in one darga, it's the guf riding the caver. On another darga, it's a certain zichuch ha-nefesh that a person does in this world. Then he brings from the Zohar HaKadosh, I'm going to skim through it, that they recognize each other, they understand each other, and so on and so forth. Okay, let's go down to Chavches. The next, it's on Amud Kuf 9, Perek Chavches. And this is where is Mesiachis to some more of Inyanim. Amr Mesh Rusanella, Bezel Loshen, Amr Alexandra, Bishor Shenifta Odom in Oilam, Hanefesh Hilechis Achaguf in Shares Besoichai. The Nefesh, Rabbi Zion says, the Nefesh stays with the Guf. Veha Ruach, Ruach is a higher dag of a person. Poirachas Mena Lotech Gan Eden, that goes into Gan Eden. Upokedes Mekoim Nefesh Tamid, it keeps a relationship with the Nefesh. Umayreres Oysa, Veyoidna Mason Sab Mzem Zem. And that's how the Mason know what's in this world. And so on. So he brings from the Zohar in Rus that the Nefesh and Ruach separate but retain a connection. And this is something that the Mashua explains it briefly. The chalakim of a person, what happens, it's like when you have a mixture, and if you let it stand, it begins to separate. Not every chalak of the person goes up to Gan Eden, to the same darga. There's a certain havchana in nefesh ha'odam between different dargas of nefesh. And the neshama, which is the highest part, is shaykh to go to Gan Eden Elyon. The Ruach is shaykh to go to a lower darga, and the Nefesh sticks around. So the story that we have over here, they're connected, but each one is living in its own frame. So the story that we have here was the Ruchos Mesapa Zulazu, it was the Nefesh. These were the lower dargas that were still in this world. So the Chelek of Mason that are permanently shaykh to this world is the very lowest darga. And then there's each chalik finds its place where it ought to go. The sense of the pasuk, we're not going to learn this, but the sense of the pasuk is that each and every chalik of the person goes back, just like it says, that when a person dies, things separate. Just like when a person has a mixture, and if you let it stand, the egg separates, and the oil separates, and the water separates, and everything begins to separate. Misa is a tzura that separates the different chalakei adam. The chalak that sticks around, that hovers around the body, is a low chalak that never got much further than the body. And at a higher darga, it goes, it shayach to and a still higher darga like an Elyon. The different halakim of Adam, each one finds its place. There's a Teres HaMincha, we'll finish with this. There's a Teres HaMincha that we see a lot of times Shabbos morning. And it's Jewish Yud Aleph, where he says the following. It's not a simple process that a person, it's not a simple process that a person goes from this world to that world. It takes a long time, and Chazal speak about different kufis. The Avodas HaKadosh also mentions Yud Beis Chodesh, Shleishim Yoyim, Gimel Yoyim, and so on. If I can give you, let's take one more mashal that would give it, that would demonstrate it well. Imagine somebody goes, he goes away to yeshiva for the first time in his life, and he leaves home, and he goes to yeshiva. The first day that he's in yeshiva, he still feels that he's at home, and he's visiting in a strange place. This is not his house, but this is rather a place that he has to spend some time in. As a person develops, both mitzad his own development and mitzad time, it begins to become differently. I'm here, a person gets married, he moves to a new place. This is my home, that was a home of mine. It's my parents' home. I have a connection to that place. It's a shift in the tfisa of the person, of who he is and where he is. And that shift does not come easily, because if a person spent 120 years here, to start thinking of this as not being him and not being his is a very, very difficult transition. And the more a person was tied to this world, you know, if a person had a very, very comfortable home that he lived in physically, emotionally, so on and so forth, tearing away is hard. If a person had a very difficult home, leaving it is quite easy. It still takes something, but it's much easier. The sense of leaving something to get to something else is that hagasha. So let me sum up the points, and that way at least. Death is a process that separates chelkei ha'adam to the natural components. And each component has a natural place where it belongs. The higher the darga, the nefesh, neshama, and ruach, and so on, the further it goes. So there is some drop of chiyus that remains with the body, and that's the lowest form of the chiyus, and the higher the form of chiyus, it goes up. It's a process that takes a long time, parallel to the tekufa of avelus, of shleisha lebechi, shiva, shleishim, and shana. That is that process. The kesher between the two, it says there is a kesher, but that kesher really depends on it's. But each piece is in its own makom. We saw the Ramban says that bederech kal, for most people, the higher parts of the person don't want to have anything to do anymore with this world. That they did not have such a positive experience in terms of ruchnius that they would like to come back or visit it. They don't feel shaft anymore. The tzaddikim yuchadim who are kulei kodesh and not mislachlech bechet have no. For them, it's the same. We also saw the concept of levush. Anytime a nefesh of sorts, a nefesh in this case generic, needs to be somewhere, it needs a levush. This world, a guf is a levush. There's a gan eden atachten where there is the levush comes from the outside of mitzvahs, from the pu'ulas of mitzvahs, and because it's a world that's ruchniistic in a more external way. So the levush, and that's possible to have that immediate transition of the neshama into there. There's a higher world where the levush comes from the person's kavana, machshava, and so on. That's a much higher darga, and that comes from there. We've seen that there's different possibilities of the person needs these levushim to go up. Person needs a levush. Rabbeinu HaKadosh could not come into this world without a levush of a nefesh. That's what he says. He dons the levush. The knowing that what goes on over here is in this life. But Al Kapanim, just so that we have, it's important to bear in mind the first thing we started with, that none of these things, it doesn't hover over the caver. You can't box it in. You know, you need to be able to conceptualize. We're talking about things that don't have physical realities. Not the nefesh, not the ruach, not the neshama. These are realities, but not physical realities. We're talking mishalim. It floats, it goes up, it leaves, it's higher. Those are all mishalim, but the mishalim are very meaningful. If for us it's a meaning and understanding that the process of misa is a process of weaning away from this world, an unnatural. It was an unnatural hitching and tying down of koiches that belong somewhere else in this world. The higher the koiches are, the further they go, and the person needs to have. If the neshama is pure and wonderful and holy, which it is, but I gave it no guf, no levush to go up the higher world, it's not going to be able to be there. That's the gehenna of the world. It's imagine being invited to the fanciest ball in town and not having what to wear. It's a tzar that you know you belong there and just not having the equipment to go there. Okay, we'll hold it here. Yeah.
Separate once it's nifen, so why do we use gashmi? It's a sense.